Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm happy you're here. Hi guys, today's episode is kind of sad because it is actually one of my last. And the reason for that is because obviously, Candid is a podcast through Swatch and AMDA, and if you're unfamiliar and listening for the first time, that is the Apparel Merchandising and Design Association at Auburn, and I'm a senior. I graduate on Saturday. I almost said Friday, but I graduate on Saturday, and so I am passing the torch. You guys will meet her later in the podcast. She's super cute. I'm super excited for her and this journey. But I just kind of wanted to catch you guys up on what's been going on. So last week, we had a really busy week. It was basically like senior week, some people say. But on Monday, I was just kind of getting ready for the entire week and planning out my outfits and stuff. Also, while doing school and figuring out stuff for social media. And then on Tuesday, kind of the same thing. Wednesday, we had my sorority's last chapter and a senior dinner, which was so much fun. All the seniors got up and just shared a ton of memories, which was so cute, and I loved it. On Thursday, we went to the Braves game for a date party. I had a blast that night. Maybe too much fun, I will be honest. And I don't know, it was really cool because I grew up going to Braves games with my family, so this is the first time I kind of got to experience it by myself. Obviously, I had a date with me, but it was fun. We went out after in the bars and then came home. We had to get up the next morning because it was Cedar Fest, and it was just a long day that day too. And just when you think that ended, it didn't, because Saturday we had our last day of class event where it was derby themed, which I absolutely loved because, you know, I will use any excuse I can to buy a fascinator or look like someone off Bridgerton or in that realm of description, like that, those type of people. So, ton of fun. I was exhausted on Sunday. I literally slept until 10 o'clock on Monday, which I've never done before, except for when I'm like really sick, I guess you could say, but I'm not someone who sleeps in. I just have never been good at it. My parents will back me up. I never took naps as a kid or anything. And I just was so exhausted, I guess, from last week that I kind of had to sleep in. I ended up going into finals, and I had so much brain fog. No one talks about that. How the week before finals, you have a lot of brain fog. I like barely studied for any of my exams, and I know that sounds horrible, but I ended up doing fairly well. I don't recommend that. I'm just someone who's not good at taking tests, and the reason for that is because I never have been, and I overthink myself. And even if I study literally for 8 hours, I'll end up making the same grade if I don't study at all. And I swear I've proved it to myself over the last few years. Basically, if I study, I get like really stressed out for the test, and then I second guess everything and change my answers. And then if I don't, I take it extremely fast and I literally end up getting a better grade. I swear, it's the weirdest thing. I actually ended the semester with fairly good grades, which was kind of surprising because, if you know, last semester I didn't make good grades. Some people finished with 4.0 all 4 years, and kudos to them. School has never been my strong suit, and that is okay. But I ended up finishing pretty well, and I was extremely proud of myself. So I'm excited to celebrate graduation. It's going to be such a fun time. I forget how big of a deal it is to like graduate college. I know that sounds really out of touch, but I don't even mean it in that way. College isn't for everybody. And it kind of just feels like going to college was something that I knew I always wanted to do. My parents would have completely supported me if I didn't think that was my correct pathway. But I just kind of forget that, you know, it's a huge deal. And people keep telling me congratulations. I'm like, for what? And I forget about it. Obviously, I owe all the credit to my parents and everything for helping me get through it. And obviously my friends too. But I'm excited for you guys to see everything that comes from the celebratory weekend. Now, coming from the dooming question that lingers in my head daily and that you guys love to remind me of. No hate, though. I'm a very curious follower to other people I follow. So, Grace, where are you ending up after school? That is a great question. I'm so glad you asked. I have no idea, guys. I still don't. And the thing is I've explained this on my podcast before. I have literally done school for 17 years. And I've never made a podcast about this or talked about this, but I literally hate school. And it is one of the hardest things for me because I have felt defeated by it. I've felt dumb by it, no matter how hard I try. So I really want to take this time off because I even had to do like summer school after like high school, not because I was failing grades or anything, but in order for my brain to stay active, I had to keep it going. And I did college courses during the summer, even during COVID. So I literally have not had a break ever from school. And I just kind of need to let my brain rest for a second. And I'm wanting to learn more about stuff that I'm actually interested about. But basically, what I'm saying is, I need to be able to let my entire body, especially my mind, focus on just me and like just the things that I love. Because this is the first time in my life where I don't have a job, where I'm not focused on school, and I can just focus on whatever I want to focus on. I think people forget that, like, you don't need to have a job right after you graduate. I'm about to turn into a million different versions of myself, and I just need to be with this person of myself, like this version of myself right now. I think it's weird though. I think it's gonna be a really weird transitional period. People keep telling me everything's gonna be okay, and that's great, but I also know that a lot of things are about to change because I'm just in that time period between graduating college and trying to like start my life. And I just have never learned how to exist without any critical obligation in school or in a job. And that's gonna be weird to figure out. But I'm excited for it. There's so many things I can do during this period. Now, to give you guys just a little, not even hints, because I don't know where I'm going, but just to give you guys an idea of what I'm thinking about doing, I am considering a few cities. New York is one of them. I'm going to be up there this summer for a good bit just with family and, like I said, relaxing, which will be fun. And I'll be in Connecticut as well for a little bit too. And then I also am looking at, I don't know if I said this, but I am looking at New York. I'm looking at Dallas and I'm also looking to go to Charlotte. There is no one that is particular or one that I like. They all are like 33% in my head right now. I do enjoy all of them. There's obviously pros and cons of each of them, and it's just gonna be a whole journey trying to figure it out. But I'm excited. Dallas, I'm really attracted to it because I have a lot of social media friends there, which sounds like a stupid reason, but I just think that I would really love it, and I would go into it knowing that I have friends. New York, I have a few friends moving there too, but also, I do want to live alone after college, which sounds ridiculous, but I know that I could live there alone comfortably. Same with Charlotte, but in New York, that's just not ideal. I think New York, like I said, the rent is very expensive. I want to be able to live a fun life, and so I would have to probably live in a smaller apartment, which I'm completely okay with. And there's just, like I said, pros and cons for everything. But as soon as I make my decision, obviously you guys will be in the loop for all of it. Make sure you're following me on social media if you're just a podcast listener, because I overshare my life on social media, which is okay. That is okay sometimes. As far as the podcast goes, I completely do plan to start a new podcast, but I'm gonna wait until I'm into my career. So it might be by November when I start my podcast. But like I said, you guys will always be in the know of what I'm doing. And, maybe it'll come earlier if I figure out, like what I'm doing with my life. But I am like so happy to be leaving this podcast on such a good note. I've loved getting to talk to you guys, and I'm so excited for you guys to meet Frances because she's adorable. And let's just go ahead and jump in. Okay, guys, so I am back with Frances.
Hi everyone, I'm Frances. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm just gonna let her kind of kick off this portion and give her a chance to tell us a little bit about herself.
So I am currently a fashion merchandising major at Auburn, and I'm 20 years old. So I'm a junior this year, so excited to be a senior, kind of sad about it. And I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, so right in Alabama, right down the road from Auburn, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I am, like, jealous that you're a junior, because this was literally me, like, this time last year, obviously. And senior year is just the best time ever. I can't believe it's about to be done. But I'm
I literally cannot believe it. Like,
it's crazy.
I get closer to it. I'm like, there's just no way I'm already
high school felt so much shorter than
it did.
What
and
college
you have
felt
something
like
to look forward to. And I feel like there is something to look forward to after college, so much. But it's just a completely different
It's a change.
Experience.
Mm-hmm. It's a completely different change. So you're from Montgomery. Tell us
yes.
a little bit. I know it's like a lot of people kind of come from Montgomery, mm-hmm. but like, was there a specific reason that you chose Auburn?
So it's a funny story. Both of my parents went here. We're like an Auburn family completely.
Oh my gosh. So you grew up coming to games.
Yes. Like okay. My mom went here. My dad went here. My grandparents went here. And that was just kind of drilled into me from a young age. Auburn is the best school in the world. I tell my mom sometimes, I'd be like, what if I got into Harvard? What if I got into Yale? And she'd be like, Auburn's better.
Yeah.
Auburn's way better than those schools. And so
I love that.
I wanted to rebel. I didn't want to go to Auburn at first at mm-hmm. all. I wanted to go somewhere different. I wanted to go to New York or maybe even abroad
right.
to go to college.
Yeah.
And so I really fought that. I was like, I'm not going to go to Auburn. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to be the different one in my family
right.
and do something else. But then I came here for myself. And my sister was a junior when I was a freshman.
Oh, that's so nice.
And when I came here and visited her, there's just something special about
mm-hmm.
Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just so happened that the major that I chose was so good here.
Yeah.
And that was a big pull for me too. But I think it really was just the feeling. Like there's no place, the magic. There's just magic here.
I always tell
people that.
It feels like it's so homey, and it's like small town, but
big
town at the same time, which I love.
I just love that anybody can come from anywhere and be somebody at Auburn.
Yeah.
It's just
everybody fits in.
Exactly.
I cannot agree anymore. And it must have been so nice having your sister here too.
Oh, it was just life-changing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done.
I don't have
that.
A sister, so like I can't relate to that, but I did want to go to school with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up coming to Auburn. Not the same deal.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to come here originally, but I was struggling with wait list and
mm-hmm.
college admissions. No one talks about that.
It's
so difficult. It really like puts a damper in your senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was a last minute decision. I literally made the decision like the day before I had to find a roommate. Found a roommate and came to Auburn, and I like completely agree.
It's just fate, I'm
yeah.
telling you. I don't know what I would have done if I'd gone anywhere else.
Exactly. I completely agree. And I wasn't even supposed to be doing fashion, but my mom was like, you should try it out. So
my mom
I
was the same way. She my mom has always told me, she's like, go for it. If
mm-hmm.
you want to do something creative,
just
go
for it. Just take the leap of faith.
And a net will always appear.
I love that. So is that, so like, what's the story behind why you chose apparel merchandising?
So I wasn't going to do a creative career, which is crazy because I've always been such a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a very, like my high school was an academic focused
mm-hmm.
magnet school.
Right.
And the people around me were all going to be doctors
exactly.
and lawyers and engineers. And that was kind of the only picture of success
that was painted
that I thought
mm-hmm.
was available. That's
mm-hmm.
the only option. And so I originally wanted to major in business and go to law school. And then I just had this sort of snap my senior year. I went to Italy with my sister and her best friend for spring break. And we visited Gucci Garden,
mm-hmm.
which is just...
I've heard about that. I was supposed to study abroad, but didn't. But, like,
I mean,
how
absolutely
awesome was that?
Changed my life. And I remember walking in there and seeing the designs because they had the couture out
right.
in the glass cases. And I was just like... How could I be
how
in any other
this?
Field?
Yeah.
How could I do anything else when something as big as this is out there and is possible?
Yeah.
And so I decided to take a leap, and I was like, I'm going to do this freshman year and see if I like it. And there hasn't been one moment where I've
right.
thought of it.
Yeah.
Or questioned it.
Exactly. And I feel like people, you know, going to a school, like you said, that's all academics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing where there's just these people who are seen as the smartest people ever. And so
mm-hmm.
like they are making all the perfect decisions, but at the same time, those are the same people, no offense, that can be so small-minded
exactly.
towards creative careers.
And it genuinely blows my mind when you think about, when you tell somebody you're apparel merchandising, there's
mm-hmm.
always this initial like, so what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Like
that's mm-hmm.
that's so fun. And they automatically make these assumptions about you that you're not very academic focused, or you're not very driven,
right.
or you chose
something
and you shop in class and that's your major.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... obviously things like engineering, being a doctor is important. Everybody needs healthcare. Right. But at the same time, everybody wears clothes.
That's exactly what I said last week. I could not agree anymore. And I struggled for a while trying to, like, prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a huge thing in our major. It's, it's so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think how I should word this nicely. But I kept getting comments on my TikTok where it was, mm-hmm. You know, how fun is it that you just online shop all day? So one day I finally posted a video. I was like, here's what it's like,
mm-hmm.
detailed. Here's what I learned in a day as an apparel merchandising major. The feedback I got from it was probably, it was frightening,
mm-hmm.
truthfully frightening, that people were like, well, maybe I don't want to be an apparel merchandising major anymore. I'm like, well, what did you think it was? Like, we just sit in online shop,
exactly.
and, like, go on Pinterest? Like, I was so angry that day.
I feel like people automatically make this assumption of, like, superficiality.
Yes.
That all you care about is shopping and
right.
labels
no.
and designers. But they don't understand. I feel like it takes...
There's so much more math.
Exactly.
Like, economics,
exactly.
sustainability. There's so much more behind it. And I could go on a rant about it forever. But I mean, it's... It's just coming from brains of people who have never experienced anything else.
Exactly. And I think people don't understand that your career is your own choice.
Exactly.
And what makes what your sense of accomplishment is not mine. Like, I could win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
And it wouldn't fulfill me. It would be an amazing achievement, but this feeling of success I would get from it would...
Not be the same as someone else. Yeah.
Exactly. Because that's not
right.
my passion.
Right.
And so people just can't comprehend that your passion could be...
Something other than... Yeah.
Exactly.
I've been called so many names from, like, getting my MRS degree,
mm-hmm.
or I'm doing home ec, which that's fine. If you want to literally graduate and become a stay-at-home wife, like, kudos
do it.
To you.
Like what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
No.
But it's just, it's not for me because mm-hmm. I'm, like, need to be busy 24/7 and need to be, like, out of my house 24/7.
Exactly.
Obviously, me mm-hmm. and Frances have literally been trying to get together for 3 weeks, but I've been go, obviously, with senior year and stuff. So, it's just been, like, one of those things that I've had to struggle
mm-hmm.
and deal with.
Every time somebody says something to me about, you know, you probably don't have any homework, like, you don't understand, I have so many projects and tests, all I want to do is, do you remember that scene in The Devil Wears Prada?
Which one?
Where Miranda is telling Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name, Andy?
Yes.
She's telling her about the cerulean blue.
Yes,
because
yes.
she laughs at the belt. And I
yeah.
just want to play that on repeat
yeah.
for everyone.
Yeah.
That we're entering one of the largest industries
and,
there
yeah.
is.
Exactly. And it's a very competitive industry.
Mm-hmm.
And not that, like, business or being a doctor, none of that is. But, I mean, you don't have to fight your way to the top for those. You definitely have to work your way
mm-hmm.
to the top, but it's...
And you also have to have guts
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
so. To be able to tell somebody every single day, I'm in apparel merchandising, and, like,
yeah.
deal with that reaction constantly
yeah.
takes guts.
I completely agree. I know a lot of other majors probably struggle with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend, Abby, is going to be a teacher, and she keeps getting people with just, like, the rudest responses. And she's like, kids have to learn. Like, kids
exactly.
are the future.
Who so, taught you?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just, like, one of those things where, as a whole, I feel like we need to be more supportive of what people are passionate
mm-hmm.
about, because there's going to be a job for everybody.
Exactly.
So, yes. Sorry. Me and Francis are just going on a tangent, but it's an important one.
Mm-hmm.
This could kind of flow into my next question for you, and... kind of, like, it doesn't have to be a deep answer, but it might be. What, like, sparked your interest to interview and take over Candid?
Well, I've been listening forever.
Okay. That makes me so happy.
And it's just, it's fun to see somebody our age start their career in a way.
Oh my
and
gosh,
I feel like,
you're so sweet.
And Candid is such a great way to do that. And it's a good way to interact with other people
mm-hmm,
in our major
mm-hmm.
and people that think the same way that we do or
right.
care about things that we do that other people don't.
And get educated
exactly.
and educate others. I completely agree.
And it's a fun way to spark conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's just having a conversation with somebody who loves the same things that you do.
Right. I agree. Or, like, finding that bond.
Exactly.
With someone.
And I think that's powerful and it's good for everyone. And so I was like, what, I would die to be a part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Well, obviously you got the part and, like, you're doing a fantastic job right now. That's really sweet. Thank you for the compliment. I'm excited to see, like, what you do with it,
because, like you said, there's so much that you can do with it. Mm-hmm. And also, it's kind of, like, therapeutic in a way.
It's like a journal. Yeah. Exactly.
But, like, you say, like, oh, I've listened forever, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, people actually listen. Like,
no, they do.
I know my roommates do, but I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, I'm telling you. Like, it's just so, it's just, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she literally lives in Auburn. Like,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to see. It's very, I love your perspectives on things. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
To see what you think about in fashion, what your opinions are.
Right, right. Because we might completely disagree on something. I really encourage you to have, like, fun guests and mm-hmm. stuff. Even with people who you don't know yet. That's, like, me. I've had four guests that I didn't know at all before they came on.
Oh, that's so fun.
So, it was a lot of fun. And it's a great way to make connections and mm-hmm. friendships and reach out to other people. But also just, like, it gives you something to do in your routine. It's just fun.
It is fun.
So, I'm really excited for you to take over Candid.
I can't wait.
One last question, just because, you know, Frances is about to take over, guys. You're about to get to know everything about her. And I just wanted you guys to get, like, a little brief intro for her. What are you most excited for about Candid? Like, any episodes or anything that is going to come from it? What are you most excited about?
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to New York this summer, which I'm really excited about. I'm interning with Macy's, and
that's awesome, guys. Like, that's a huge accomplishment for anyone.
That's so sweet.
No, it is.
I'm beyond excited, and I've actually reached out to some people at Macy's, and I've asked them if they would want to do an episode. And I really want to talk about not just the fun parts of fashion, like what's in and what's out, or, you know, what collections am I loving. I want to talk about how you can have a career in fashion.
Yeah, that's great advice.
What opportunities are out there, what you can say in an interview, mm-hmm. you know, how can you make yourself stand out in a field of thousands of girls. Everybody wants this job,
right, it's very competitive. Also, like, the nitty-gritty stuff, like the sustainability factors, mm-hmm. and
the truth of it, and, like, the truth of being in a creative major. That's not all sunshine and roses. There's some hard work behind it. So I'm very excited.
I completely agree. I think that's awesome. I think you're gonna do a really great job, and I can tell that you already have such a creative mind.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Towards the podcast. But no, definitely, especially with this Macy's internship. And living in New York, that's going to change your life.
I know.
It changed mine last summer. It's going to change your life.
I feel like my entire life, I've always known. Mm-hmm. And this time, it's just going to be crazy.
It's something
to
that
see
you've, like,
happen.
Thought about in your head since you were a child.
Exactly.
And it's like, it seems like, oh, I'll do it one day. But, like, will I really? And mm-hmm. then, like, you actually go and do it.
And I'm going to be walking down the street, and I'm going to have somewhere to be. And I'm going to be living, like, in the center of the city.
Yeah.
Like, that's just going to be
more
than I can comprehend.
It's definitely life-changing, and it teaches you a lot. It's mm-hmm. not easy, but also it's something, it's kind of like a tease. I literally came back to Auburn and was so sad the whole mm-hmm. entire month of August, because I was like, I just want to be there. Like,
I know.
Just
how can you be anywhere else
the rest of my life? So, and still, even now, I don't even know if I'm moving there permanently, which is a whole thing. But I am excited to see what you do this summer and what you do with the podcast.
I'm so excited. This is just such a great opportunity, and I'm very thankful.
Yes. So actually, we have some exciting news. There is going to be an Instagram created for Candid where you guys can DM Frances all of your questions, or, you know, just kind of figure out what's going to be on the podcast. Get excited for stuff. As soon as that's made and it comes up, I will be sure to let you guys know. But I am so excited for Frances. Thank you so much for coming on
today.
Thank
you, Grace. It was the best time. Yes. It's like a dream come true.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're the sweetest.